Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
TMZ put out a brand new Britney Spears documentary, and her husband is furious. So the new documentary is called Britney Spears, The Price of Freedom.
And I'm sure with TMZ, there's no embellishment whatsoever.
Absolutely none. Zero.
It's all the good stuff.
It came out last night on Fox, and it claims that the marriage between Britney and her husband, Sam, is on the rocks. The documentary says Britney has a short fuse and even attacks Sam. And sources say there have been a few times when security has had to step in.
I have said this before on the show. I'm going to say it again. This is I'm predicting morbidly that this is a tragedy happening in front of us. Mm. And when it does, the TMZs of the world are going to be the first ones responsible for constantly picking on her, exposing her, building her up to bring her down. It just is playing out in front of everybody, and I do think it's going to end tragically, and then what?
Exactly. And so, of course, her husband's really upset about this because they're coming after their marriage. Sources even say that Sam doesn't even stay at their house anymore, and he's like, don't believe any of this crap.
I found it absolutely disgusting for the people that were in her life at the time. When she didn't have a voice, they went and told her story like it was theirs. It was absolutely disgusting. She's free after all those gaslighting and after all those things that went down. Now you're going to put her under a microscope and tell her story? No.
I wish that she was healthy enough and there were people that she could trust or is even capable of trusting around her to say, Britney, you know, your drug really is celebrity, because she's not known anything outside of that her entire life. So that really is her identity. But for her to take a year off, out of the spotlight, get away from all of this, I think would be the healthiest thing that she could possibly do for herself.
But that would in turn feel like another prison when she's already been in a prison under this conservatorship for the past however many years. She wants to be able to live her life how she wants to live her life because she's never been able to do so. I agree. I think that would be healthy. But in her state of mind, she's like, I have already been in a prison and now you want me to go away for a year and be under the radar? I'm concerned as to how does this even get greenlit in like a docu-series or documentary or whatever, and if you have unfounded, what's the word
if
I'm looking
for? They're not facts?
Yeah. Like, how can you do a documentary on somebody when they haven't written off on it, and if you're spreading tabloid fodder?
Books that aren't authorized biographies, it happens all the time. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, if you have enough people willing to speak out, you can make it look credible.
You can say allegedly, and then there's a lot of shoulds. Like, so you get experts on who say, she should be doing this. If she is this, she should be doing this. So it's a bunch of speculation. But what I find most interesting is that Britney hasn't commented on anything. I mean, she goes off on her rants, and she'll attack people. But, like, it's very strange because she just had a Broadway show fueled by her music. I think they just did the curtain call for it. And this documentary coming out and all the drama online, and she is silent. Mm. And to me, that's one of two things. Either she's still not allowed to speak out or being, you know, cautioned not to, or she doesn't want to have any commentary on it, which then I find interesting that her husband is speaking out when she is not.
They haven't posted anything together in quite some time, no.
Did they usually?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard some reports, too, that Britney is not wearing her ring.
Oh, that's sad.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Tom Hanks says he may make movies from the grave. Tom says, based on what he knows from movie execs, there's a lot of talk right now on the legalities of AI, mainly because he knows you could absolutely create an entire series using his likeness.
Right now, if I wanted to, I could get together and pitch a series of 7 movies that would star me in them, in which I would be 32 years old from now till Kingdom Come. Anybody can now recreate themselves at any age they are by way of AI or deepfake technology. Because look, you know, I could be hit by a bus tomorrow and that's it. But my performances can go on and on and on and on and on.
Man, this doesn't sound bad, actually. So if you could freeze yourself at a time, right, and live your life in that time, what year would that be for you?
This is going to sound so hokey, but I think the best is yet to come.
Oh, that's so cliche.
I know.
Better days are ahead. That sounds like something you would cross stitch on a pillow.
I do know how to cross stitch.
Your commencement speech.
Yes.
All right. If the best days are still ahead of me is not an answer.
Okay, fine.
What year would you guys freeze yourself on to live the rest of your years?
I got to get back to you because I have to look at pictures and see when I was the hottest. I think after I broke up with my dating Antichrist, I got real hot.
Rest of you guys pick a year.
23.
Right
after college.
Okay.
45. I'm not there yet, but I'm guessing everyone's going to pick younger, so I'm going to be in hot demand as the only 45-year-old immortalized.
I can assure you that that's not a good decision.
It's going to be.
As a guy that's over 45, that's just a bad
decision. The best is yet to come, Bert.
No, it's not. 28 for me, man.
That's as good as it gets?
That's as good as it gets. 28. That is it.
For more stories, head to thebirdshow.com. Click eBuzz.
The Bird Show.